Now, what about Temsirolimus? Where does that fit in the biology?
So Temsirolimus is a blocker of TOR, and it's a ester of rapamycin, which is an approved drug that's an immunosuppressive agent. Temsirolimus blocks TOR. It has clinical activity in renal cancer, as shown in initial phase 2 trials published a few years ago. It causes tumor shrinkage in about 35% of patients with true partial responses and 7 to 10% of patients, even at relatively low doses, appear to be adequate to block the pathway and produce clinical effects. And at least in the initial studies, it was the investigator's experience, and this was borne out by some not completely scientific, but still potentially hypothesis-generating observations that suggested the people who benefited the most from Temsirolimus were those who had more aggressive tumors and poor prognostic factors as defined by the Memorial Sloan Kettering database and model. And so that led to a phase 3 trial of Temsirolimus at its MTD dose alone, at a reduced dose in combination with interferon, versus interferon alone in a intermediate to poor risk population. That data was presented at ASCO last year, and it showed that Temsirolimus alone was able to produce a 50% prolongation of survival in this poor risk population, as well as doubling the time to progression. I think that will ultimately lead to this drug being approved for treatment of advanced renal cancer. But defining which population should receive this drug versus some of the VEGF-directed pathway drugs is something that is work for the future.
Does it make sort of intuitive sense that an agent like that might be more effective in more aggressive tumors? Is the biology different?
It does make sense. There's a lot of data coming out that suggests that activation of the AKT and TOR pathway in renal cancer is associated with poor prognosis.
And is it a later event or not necessarily?
We don't know the timing of it. It's possible that there are actually two different populations of patients, those who have the etiology of their disease being VHL mutation, HIF, and VEGF pathway driven, and another group that has their renal cancer develop through P10 methylation and various things that activate TOR and HIF stabilization through that mechanism, and that therefore there might be two populations of tumors, and that one approach may work better in one population, the other approach in the other. But we're trying to sort all that out by studying tumors that we can collect prior to therapy and seeing if their expression of various markers predict for benefit. One thing of relevant in this approach is that our preliminary data from looking at the literally couple of dozen samples that we were able to get from the Temsirolimus trial seems to indicate that those patients who benefit most from Temsirolimus are those whose tumors express either phospho-AKT, which is above TOR in the pathway, or phospho-S6 at high levels, which is below TOR in the pathway, seeming to indicate that there's a relationship between not only clinical behavior but the biology, the tumor, and those that benefit from a treatment that blocks the activated pathway. We need more information in that regard.